So you said that in the 60s and all, it was sort of a docile hatred, not really hatred, but maybe fear the blacks had of the white. And do you feel now that it has become a hatred, and even a stronger hatred, or even more? Do you feel that it's gotten worse, in other words, not worse as in political issues, but as in the differences between, and the opinions between blacks and whites? Do you feel that has changed, or has gotten worse or better?
I think that it has gotten worse. There just seems to be a situation where blacks and whites look at things totally different. There again, going back to the O.J. Simpson issue, and that everybody is familiar with that, and the evidence was presented both to black and white, and it was seen totally different. One side said he's innocent, one side said he's guilty, with the exact same information. And there seems to be a tremendous widening of this gap of understanding between black and whites. Louis Farrakhan going to Washington, D.C., that I think that caused a lot of resentment. The Million Man March, that caused a lot of resentment. So it's really a scary thing to see what is happening between the race relations between the whites and the blacks. And yes, during the time that I was raised, things were very docile and very calm, and it's certainly come 180 degrees from that. And I do not like the fact myself that I feel differently towards black people in certain ways, and I do feel discriminated against in certain ways, and I never felt that way when I was growing up. And I don't think that 95% of the people that grew up with me felt those ways either, but I think they do now. And I think there's just been so many things that have happened that have caused it to come to this point. And there, part of it there again is the erosion of the morals and respect for the politicians. There's very little respect for the politicians anymore because they are not respectable people in so many incidents. And so I think that it is really becoming a very volatile situation between whites and blacks again. I really do.
Do you remember any black policemen? Do you remember there being any black policemen or of black city officials in the 60s?
No, I really don't remember any whatsoever. There were certainly no black mayors, and in the same way, back in the 60s, there weren't that many women either, kind of like women and blacks. Everything was geared to men, white men, being in control, being in charge of everything. And it was just a time when that's how it was, and the men wore their black suits and their white shirts and their black ties, and they were the ones that were in charge, and that's just how it was. And there really seemed to be nothing wrong with that system, I have to say that. And it seems now that everyone has risen up wanting to do their own thing and have their own powers and their own ways, that it doesn't work very well that way. It seemed like it worked so much better when everyone stayed in their place and there was respect for authority, respect for government, respect for the fact that you were a human being, not a black human being or a white human being, but just the fact that you were a human being, and there was dignity in that.
So do you feel that the actual acknowledgement of the problem has created an even larger problem than there once was? Or being white, do you think you're biased because you weren't discriminated against during the 60s, so you feel that it might have been better that way because you weren't discriminated against? And, or do you feel that it may have actually been better?
I think it was actually better because although I was not discriminated against. I really don't think that black people felt that they were discriminated against. The matter of the bus, you just rode in the front if you were white, you just rode in the back if you were black, and there was no big deal about it. You ate in a cafeteria on the west side of town if you were black, you ate on the east side of town if you were white. So I think a lot of it has been an acknowledgement of saying, hey, I need to eat here, or I need to sit here. That's my right, and I have every right to do this. So for me, it seemed that it was better when it was the other way, although certainly I was not discriminated against. But there again, I really do not feel that black people felt they were discriminated against.
So you do feel the acknowledgement of the situation has caused an even greater problem or an even greater issue?
Yes, I feel that it has, and I don't know if I'm just with the proverbial ostrich with his head in the sand situation or not, but many times when you begin to deal with issues and you bring things up, it can create a lot of problems where if things are left status quo, that it's not such a problem. And we're beginning to see that with the religious issues in the schools to be brought up, the matter of prayers in the schools, whether this is right or wrong. And I think we have to look at our society. It was a much better society when there was the prayers in the school, the Bible teaching in the school was a much better society. And then people begin to bring up and say, hey, if you read the Bible or if you pray, you're discriminating against me. And they're again in the same way. An acknowledgement of these issues has caused tremendous problems and lawsuits, and you can't pray, you can't do this. And that was never an issue back in the 60s. Those things were done. It was a very good, calm society. But then someone acknowledges that suddenly they feel they're discriminated against because of X, Y, or Z, then it does create problems. And like I say, I don't know that the only thing I can judge by is the society that I lived in versus the society that there is today. And I don't feel that it's a safe society for my children to live in. I don't feel like they have freedom to walk down Noble Street like I did and feel safe. So judging for that, I think that we were much better off when maybe our heads were in the sand and we didn't acknowledge some of the things that we have come out and tried to acknowledge and deal with, and we simply have not been able to fix things for everybody.
Do you think it might possibly get better over time? Because it seems that it when people do have their heads in the sand and don't stand up for something maybe different or think that they need something better, things do stay the same, and then societies sort of get in a rut. Do you think that maybe by someone standing up and saying, this is my right, do you think that will eventually cause something to be better? Maybe make the situation better in the end?
I think it's really gone far past the point of making things better in the end, because I think the rights that people are trying to get are becoming absolutely ridiculous. People want the right to sue if they stub their toe, so to speak, on your curb. People are beginning to get more and more outlandish about what their rights are, and I think that is the problem. We've seemed to have lost all sense of reality, all sense of judgment, that we cannot determine anymore when someone is dead and to be able to take them off of life supports. Used to, you knew when somebody was dead, and now you have to get a court order in there to determine if they're dead to turn off life supports. And so I think everything has just come to the point that it's gotten totally out of control and just gotten totally crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, but within my own self, I feel like there's going to be some radical thing that is going to happen. And even I could envision a race war. And there again, I think that we would basically start over. You would have this war, and then you'd be back to barbaric type things, and you'd just have to start over again. Perhaps things do have to come to a head to get better, but it's really hard for me to look past that and see how these things can get better. I just see a tremendous widening between the blacks and the whites, and it just seems that there's going to be something to happen here, and I don't see it to be a positive thing myself. I see that it's going to be a negative thing, and there's going to be a lot of hurt. I think we have just gone so much past the point of reasoning that it's very difficult to see a positive outcome for me.
So in other words, back in the 60s during the, I guess you could say conservative time or whatever, you never saw or really heard of any discrimination, but now in the time of liberation, so to speak, of the black race itself, you seem to hear of more discrimination. Do you feel that way?
Yes, I think that is true. I don't think discrimination was even an issue when I was growing up. I don't think people felt discriminated against.
Do you remember voting or the voting booths?
Let's see. When I voted, I can't even remember the first time that I voted. Seemed like there were long lines. I don't even remember who was running at that time. But I remember I felt very privileged to be able to vote. And I think that's something that people don't feel nowadays. There's very few people that vote.
Were there blacks voting along with the whites?
There again, it seemed that there were the areas that they would go to vote, you know, at their side of town, and the white people would have their side of town where they would vote also. So I don't remember seeing a lot of people there when I was voting.
Okay. Well, I guess we've summed up the issues on race in Anniston in the 60s. Thank you.